Numbers chapter 24. And Balaam saw that it was good in the sight of Jehovah to bless Israel, and he went not, as at other times, to seek for enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and saw Israel dwelling in tents according to his tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him. And he took up his parable, and said, Balaam the son of Beor safe, and the man of opened eyes safe, he safe, who heareth the words of God, who seeth the vision of the Almighty, who falleth down, and who hath his eyes opened. How goodly are thy tents, Jacob, and thy tabernacles, Israel. Like valleys are they spread forth, like gardens by the riverside, like aloe trees which Jehovah hath planted, like cedars beside the waters. Water shall flow out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in great waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brought him out of Egypt. He hath as it were the strength of a buffalo. He shall consume the nations his enemies, and break their bones, and with his arrow shall smite them in pieces. He stooped, he lay down like a lion, and like a lioness he will stir him up. Blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee. Then Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he smote his hands together, and Balak said to Balaam, I call thee to curse mine enemies, and behold, thou hast altogether blessed them these three times. And now flee thou to thy place. I said I would very highly honour thee, and behold, Jehovah has kept thee back from honour. And Balaam said to Balak, Did I not also speak to thy messengers whom thou sentest to me, saying, If Balak gave me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the commandment of Jehovah to do good or bad out of my heart. What Jehovah shall say, that will I speak. And now behold, I go to my people, come, I will admonish thee what this people will do to thy people at the end of days. And he took up his parable, and said, Balaam the son of Beor safe, and the man of opened eye safe, he safe, who heareth the words of God, who knoweth the knowledge of the Most High, who seeth the vision of the Almighty, who falleth down, and who hath his eyes open. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There cometh a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and he shall cut in pieces the corners of Moab, and destroy all the sons of tumult. And Edom shall be a possession, and Seir a possession, they, his enemies, but Israel will do valiantly. And one out of Jacob shall have dominion, and will destroy out of the city what remaineth. And he saw Amalek, and took up his parable, and said, Amalek is the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be for destruction. And he saw the Kenites, and took up his parable, and said, Firm is thy dwelling place, and thy nest fixed in the rock, but the Kenite shall be consumed, until Asher shall carry thee away captive. And he took up his parable, and said, Alas! Who shall live when God doth this? And ships shall come from the coast of Chittim, and afflict Asher, and afflict Heber, and he also shall be for destruction. And Balaam rose up, and went, and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way.